All right, good morning, everyone. Let's start with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for another day, another chance to do your perfect will. Bless us as we go forward. Help us learn what your word according to your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, when you learn the word according to God's heart, that's perfect learning. And that was a book called Rightly Dividing the Word of God. And it defined who was speaking, who were they speaking to, which dispensation were they addressing, and why. And when you study it that way, you get more out of it. And you're less likely to get off track. The enemy works in darkness so he tries to keep people in the dark and have a wrong understanding or a misunderstanding. But the rightly divided word takes you where you need to be. And from there we just have mixed faith with it and do it. Listen, now last week we were just after the Lord's Supper, the Lord was teaching his disciples. We were at peace. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." This is verse 27 of chapter 14 in St. John. And he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes and has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence." And now they're leaving the upper room. He started out dealing with peace and fear. If anything makes you afraid, whatever you're afraid of, it becomes your master. And the Lord is jealous. And in all things, I could always sense that the Holy Spirit didn't like me being afraid. And this was when I began to draw near to him, I could just sense that he didn't want me being afraid. It bothered him. I could tell he didn't like it. So I worked on it. And perfect love cast out fear. Now in his presence, there is no fear. You know, when we go in his presence, we sense who he is. And then it's whatever we are, that's revealed as well. So two things happen when people go in his presence. They see things that in themselves that they don't like, because there's more light and they can make clearer judgments. And at first they do like Peter did. You know, he said, "Get away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man," when he saw that there was a great haul of fish out there. And but he ran back. And when I would first go in the Lord's presence, I would see where I was, and I didn't want that. Then I said, "Well, Lord, help me deal with it." And then I go, but I'd always go back to his presence, and in his presence, he helped you make the right adjustments. And then as that happens, you know, you start seeing the word for what it is. You start seeing the word for what it's saying. Now in chapter 15, this is where I've been wanting to get to. In communing with the Lord, Daniel said that Daniel was talking about our day. He said those that do know their God will do exploits. Amen. They won't compromise because they know God. Mm-hmm. And there are some ministers that's afraid to tell the truth. But Joel said that in the last days he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. Your young men to see dream dreams, your old men to see visions, and vice versa, you know. Mm-hmm. But on YouTube, there are so many people that are saying things that the dreams the Lord gave them, visions the Lord, and they are true. That was a girl on there yesterday. Alicia sent me a link to it. And I watched one of them during the week, and one of them I watched yesterday before I got out of bed. I just watched it on YouTube. And I listened to the radio broadcast, and then when I watched what she was saying, it's the same thing that the radio broadcast was saying. People that do know their God will do exploits. People that have given in to fears and they trying to, you know, keep a crowd in one place, they quell the word. But those that do know their God, they will do exploits. Not only in our time, but in the tribulation as well. But knowing God is the key. It's always been the key. And less than 1% of the people wrote the Word of God. There were millions of Jews, but there would be one man in just about every generation that wrote something that was worthy of that God could put down. There were many prophets, and they all wrote something. Mm-hmm. But the Lord selected a few out of those. Many are called, but few are chosen. The Holy Spirit will not choose error. If a person preach error, that doesn't attract the Holy Spirit. If you want the Holy Spirit to be attracted to your life, first walk in love and love truth. He's attracted to truth. And when you're in his presence, you'll see things that are there. And some good, some bad. Greg Hoser said one time, he said, if you repent, you ain't got to be, if you're wrong, and then repent, you ain't got to be wrong no more. And now he used to, he went to the church, I went in North Birmingham, Refuge Temple. And Greg would pray for hours. He wanted to be like Bishop Bonner. He would pray for hours. And I would study for hours. And as I got in the Lord's presence, I started praying more, and I would mix my praying and studying. He would get off work. I'm sure he'd go home and he'll pray till dinner time. That's just, and he probably still does it. But he said, if you're wrong and you repent, you ain't got to be wrong no more. Not only that, you're free to go forward and learn whatever God wants to say. Now in chapter 15, Jesus says, he said, I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman. A husbandman is that's an old English word for farmer. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now when Jesus spoke the word every time, not most of the time, but every single time that Jesus spoke, it was rightly divided word of truth. It was the heart of God expressed. And he said, now you're clean because of the word. And then he said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except ye abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. And I always wonder, what was the vine? You know, trees don't have vines. But I was thinking about like an apple tree or a plum tree or a peach tree or something. The tree can be strong enough, people can pull engines out of cars because the branch is strong enough. But without that stem between the fruit and the branch, the tree doesn't bear fruit. It has to have a stem. And I believe that's what he was talking about. The stem between the apple and the branch, or the peach or whatever fruit it was, and the branch. Without Jesus, we just can't bear fruit.
Amen.
With
not
him,
the right kind of fruit.
Yeah. And with that, we only bear fruit of our kind. Whatever, the more we go in his presence, the more we make adjustments, that's the kind of fruit we'll begin to bear. And without doing that, that's the kind of fruit we'll bear. But the people that do know their God, they will do exploits. And now I'm seeing, these are young people, teenagers, some of them, or they look like teenagers. They may be in their 20s. One guy had a dream. He asked the Lord, what was it like when a person died? And the Lord, he woke up in line to be judged by God.
Yeah.
You saw it.
That is, I believe that every Christian needs to see this.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Everybody.
I've been texting people that.
And I forward it all on Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
I put it everywhere, man. That, I believe that video right there is the pinnacle of what we need to take and realize here.
Yeah.
Especially at the end, whenever we are mature, when you get into heaven,
we grow.
We are mature.
Uh-huh.
See, because I believe that when Jesus said this right here, he said, as it is in heaven. What's going on in heaven? So we're supposed to be doing the exact same thing down here. And you know what's really going on in heaven? The absoluteness, trust, and knowing God's word.
Yeah.
It's completely operating in heaven at 100%.
At 100%.
And we need to operate down here in 100%.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Exploits happen then.
Yeah. The people that do know their God.
I've been hitting that man this week. I'm telling you what it's been.
And that's when I first saw it. Well, I sent the link to Thurston. He had just come home that night, and he said, "Dad, this is what I dream." That they were blue. You know, everybody. He was in a blue sky, and you could just see that spirit, man. And that's what he saw. He didn't know what it was. And then I said, "Well, the Lord knew you was gonna see this video, so just watch the video, and you'll get the whole point of what God was gonna give." And then that was a girl that, you know, the one I saw yesterday, she was talking about how the blood moon, how, and the blood moon represented the call of God, you know, a call to repentance. And she saw it for a moment, and then it went back to normal. And some of the people that were with her, they got on their knees and asked the Lord to forgive them. And some of them walked away and tried to forget about it. But it and the Lord was showing how people respond to his words. And before the rapture is about to happen, so people have to be in Christ to be raptured. He don't want to leave not one soul here. But if people are stubborn, he's got to leave them here. And so he these things are around the corner. I don't know when, but it's close. And but. If we abide in him and he abide in us, all these wonderful things happen. And they happen beyond our intelligence. It's not about how smart you are. And, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but when I go in the Lord's presence, I can do things. And you can't.
All knowledge and understanding and wisdom comes from him.
Comes from him.
All.
Mm-hmm. And he'll take a plain man, a mechanic, and give him something to do and it'll work. You know, they posting things on YouTube, and they getting thousands and thousands of hits. You can see it on the thing. And I text about a dozen people already, and I'm gonna text some more. I got cousins, I got their phone numbers. I'm gonna text them. and if they get excited, they gonna do the same thing. Don't let me run over, Mary. I've been running over.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to dock you right now.
All right. Okay. All right, next week we'll pick up in verse 4, abiding in him. Chapter 15, verse
4.
These are the steps it takes to doing the greater exploits. And the Lord, it's easy. God got the technology right there for us.
He is stirred this morning. I keep doing my watch on him. He just keep talking. He's stirred.
First,
I want to see that video y'all talking about.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 11.
We're going to talk it out. We're going to pray it out. We're going to...
Yeah. Yeah. In communion, you know, consider getting to know the Lord, to know him, what's new, what he has to say. In verse 24 of chapter 11, it reads, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Consider all the things Jesus taught. This do in remembrance of me.
Lord, we thank you that this bread is for the healing of our body.
Yes.
We take it when we eat it. Any challenges that are going on this morning in anybody's body.
Yes, Lord.
We believe your word is true. When we take and eat this bread, we speak against the challenges. We said you're illegal. You can't stay. You got to go.
Got to go.
Because the word is true. The word will drive it out.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we thank you as we eat this bread.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Father, we thank you that this cup is the New Testament. This is all the promises of God.
Amen.
That's in this cup. And Father, any of the promises that the people around this table need this morning, whether it's financial, physical, whatever they're in need of,
yes, Lord.
As we drink this promise this morning, we just say, God, we believe and we trust you.
Thank you.
With those situations, with those problems, we trust you with them, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We say that there's provision in this cup.
It is.
Basakatiya. Provision, Lord, that you have made. It's nothing too hard for you, Lord Jesus. We delight in you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we drink this cup in faith.
Yes. Amen.
We want to talk it out. I mean, we want to, because see, we have things that we can benefit from here.
That's right. He paid a high cost for all of our blessings. And
amen.
As we receive them, the world sees it. It's more light to the world, and they need more light. The darkness is already cursed. But when they see more light, they have to make a decision.
Amen. Okay.
Close out.